Turn your church hymnals to song number 93. Song number 93. And for the next song, song number 8. I'm sorry. Song number 7. Song number 7.
Praise shall implore my nobler cause. My days are.
the last song, song number 408. 409. No, it is 409.
Thy life was given for me, thy blood, O Lord, was shed, that I might ransom me and quicken from the dead. Thy life.
Good evening. Greetings in Jesus' name. This evening, I thought I would share a hymn history during the devotional time here. So maybe I'll ask you all to stand and we'll have prayer. The fathers, we come to you this evening. We're thankful for the blessings we have, for the privilege we have to come together like this to sing and worship you in song. We give honor to your name. We pray that you would be honored and glorified tonight in all that we do or say, and that we could be your vessels. We ask that you would give us strength and that you would inspire us to do your will in our lives as we go through this week. We ask these favors and blessings through Jesus' name. Amen. The hymn I would like to look at tonight is The Solid Rock. This hymn was written by Edward Mote, and it's found in number 482 in the Christian hymnal. Edward Mote was born on January 21st, 1797, of poor, ungodly parents in London, England. His parents were keepers of an inn or public house in London. In writing of his youth, Mote said, "My Sundays were spent in the streets. So ignorant was I that I did not know that there was a God." He further states that the school he attended did not even allow a Bible to be seen, much less taught. As a youth, Mote was apprenticed to a cabinet maker and eventually became known as a successful craftsman of that trade. At the age of 16, he was taken by his master to hear the esteemed preacher John Hyatt of the Tottenham Court Chapel. Here young Edward was genuinely converted to Christ. He later settled at Southwark, a suburb of London, where he became known as a successful cabinet maker and a devoted churchman. At the age of 55, Edward Mote realized a lifelong dream. Largely through his personal efforts, a building for the Baptist congregation was built in the village of Horsham, Sussex, England. The church members, out of gratitude to Mote, offered him the deed to the property. He refused their offer, saying, "I do not want the chapel, I only want the pulpit, and when I cease to preach Christ, then turn me out of that." Here Mote ministered faithfully for the next 21 years until forced to resign because of poor health, 1 year before he died on November 13, 1874. Just prior to his death, he said, "The truths I have been preaching I am now living upon, and they do very well to die upon." Edward Mote lies buried in the churchyard of the Horsham Church. Near the pulpit in the church is a tablet with this inscription: "In loving memory of Mr. Edward Mote, who fell asleep in Jesus November 13, 1874, aged 77 years. For 26 years, the beloved pastor of this church, preaching Christ and Him crucified is all a sinner can need and all a saint desire." He wrote more than 100 hymn texts, and the Solid Rock text was written in 1834, and he titled it originally, "The Gracious Experience of a Christian." The following account was given to one of the local newspapers by Edward Mote regarding the writing of this hymn. "One morning it came to my mind as I went to labor to write a hymn on the gracious experience of a Christian. As I went to Holborn, I had the chorus, 'On Christ a solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand.' In the day I had the first four verses complete and wrote them all. On the Sabbath following, I met Brother King as I came out of the Lyle Street meeting, who informed me that his wife was very ill and asked me to call and see her. I had an early tea and called afterwards. He said that it was his usual custom to sing a hymn, read a portion, and engage in prayer before he went to the meeting. He looked for his hymn book, but could find it nowhere. I said, 'I have some verses in my pocket. If you like, we could sing them.' We did, and his wife enjoyed them so much that after the service, he asked me as a favor to leave a copy of them for his wife. I went home and by the fireside composed the last two verses, wrote them off, and took them to Sister King. As these verses so met the dying woman's case, my attention to them was the more arrested, and I had 1,000 of them printed for distribution. I had sent one to the spiritual magazine without my initials, which appeared sometime after this. Brother Reese of Crown Street, Soho, brought out an edition of hymns in 1836, and this hymn was in it. David Denham introduced it in 1837 with Reese's name given as the author. But in his Hymns of Praise collection of 1836, Edward Mote included this hymn and reclaimed its authorship under the title, 'The Immutable Basis of a Sinner's Hope.' The music for this text was composed in 1863 by William Bradbury, one of the foremost composers of early American gospel music. It first appeared in his collection, the Devotional Hymn and Tune Book, published in 1864 by the American Baptist Publication Society. This was the only new Baptist hymnal to appear in our country during the Civil War years." There was a quote here, too, that says, "Life with Christ is an endless hope, without Him, a hopeless end." And I thought this song went very well with the junior's memory verse this morning, found in 1 Corinthians 3:11. "For other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ." So let's sing this song this time, 482 from the Christian hymnal. After this song, we'll have the children come up in front and sing. Number 482.
So my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I dare not trust the sweetest frame, but wholly lean on Jesus' name. On Christ the solid rock I stand.
the children come stand up here in front of the pulpit, and Abigail will lead them in some songs.
You can turn in your Christian hymnals to song number 16. Song number 16. And I'll take two selections from you after this.
From his royal throne on high.
Song number 100. Song number 25 in the church. After this, we will have Goodbye Carrie give us a few songs. Song number 25.
Oh, We have two songs tonight. The first one is How Beautiful, and the second one is In Repentance and Rest. And there are some words I really like in the first song, just thinking about Jesus dying for us. And it says, "And as he laid down his life, we offer this sacrifice that we might live just as he died, willing to pay the price." And we just want our lives to be a sacrifice for Jesus, and we hope we can bless you all tonight.
Your strength, the eternal.
that group for those songs. Let's turn our Christian hymnals to 126. If you want to, you could stand for this song. Number 587 for the next song. 587. After this, we'll have a group in charge of Jonathan. Give what they have.
There's a lamb that is fairer than they. Thank you.
We're going to sing two songs this evening. The first song is called Every Corner of the World, and that talks about our duty as Christians to take the gospel of Christ everywhere we can. The second song is one that Andy taught us as a congregation here a while back, and it's become one of my favorites, and that is an everyday prayer. And that is simply asking the Lord to give us strength and guidance that we need in our daily lives.
A copy of God's word. Every people needs to see a good example of the faith that works by love. Shine the light to every nation. Print the words you all have heard. Make a way. Someone to spread a new message with the way and mercy, truth and heaven's light. Who is willing to be used if God would send them? Who is ready for the fight? Thank you. Thank you for the news of life everlasting. Thank you for the way you chose to set men free. Thank you that we have a message to proclaim. Help us, Lord, to work for Thee. Shine the light to every nation. Bring the word. Us all strong
grace to choose, will to serve, faith to follow thee, faith to follow thee. Lord of peace, King on high, may the setting sun
Song number 28.
Thank you.
Does somebody have a selection? 371. Song number 371. One more selection. 505. And the last verse, we'll ask the chorus to come forward. 505.
Christ's everlasting gospel is ringing out again. Its message of salvation is peace to will to men. The sin has hurled its weapons and evil hosts assail. The gospel of Christ Jesus has evermore prevailed. Our King shall come in glory. Still beyond the shadows, the light.
Lord, lead me on from day to day. City of love.